And now this is a dictation for Shela. Shela is S-H-E-L-I-A, Hem Street, H-E-M-S-T-R-E-E-T, March 3055, addresses a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Walderzak, W-A-L-D-E-R-Z-A-K, P-A-C, 5397747. Dear Jamie, a follow-up for Sheila, prior renal cancer, requiring left-sided nephrectomy, has chronic kidney disease and hypertension, last visit a year ago, has not checked blood pressure at home, some edema probably from Norvas, no hospital emergency room, apparently well-controlled Graves' disease on Tapazole, T-A-P-A-Z-O-L-E. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Weight 191 is stable. Blood pressure by nurse 137.86. I check 100 over 60 left side, the large cut, sitting position. Alert of the intestine 4, no respiratory distress. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. No ralguises. No ascites, no gross edema, non-focal. Notice the lisinopril and HCTC, Norvas for blood pressure. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is November, creatinine 1.26, and this is higher than baseline. Normal electrolyte, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal glucose, normal PTH, and normal hemoglobin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, question a change of kidney function versus lab variation, not symptomatic, no reason to explain that. She only has one kidney. We will repeat chemistries. We will do a kidney ultrasound post void bladder. As blood pressure runs low, I'm going to stop the HCTC. Excuse me. As blood pressure is running low, since added diuretic HCTC, and this was done because of edema Norvas, let's begin by stopping the Norvas. Check blood pressure at home. If it's still normal low, we might even stop the HCTC. We can always continue physical activity, low sodium, and maximal dose of lisinopril. She's comfortable on that advice, we will follow, end of dictation.